Norman plans to hold two public hearings on a proposed billion-dollar entertainment district. Community health workers are being recognized this week, and an opportunity to learn about storm chasing. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, August 26th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The city of Norman is holding two public hearings next month on the proposed Rock Creek Entertainment District. The $1 billion project includes an arena, hotel, retail, and restaurants to create what the city calls a Festival Plaza Street. The plans call for establishing two tax increment districts to provide the public funding. The city says no new or increased taxes are involved. The public hearings will take place at 6:30 in the evening on September 3rd and 17th in the Norman City Council Chambers. A group of city, county, and University of Oklahoma officials announced details for the entertainment district nearly a year ago. The Society of Professional Journalists is condemning the Oklahoma Department of Education for barring a television reporter from a press conference last week. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Robbie Korth has details.
The organization says State Department spokesman Dan Isett erred by barring Oklahoma City's Channel 4 reporter Dylan Brown from attending the media briefing. Isett blocked the channel's reporter after State Superintendent Ryan Walters berated the media for reporting falsehoods without evidence during a State Board of Education meeting. Walters has earned a reputation as a provocateur for various stunts, including car selfie videos, calling for his own impeachment, and posting videos of himself dancing in a Make America Great Again hat at the Republican National Convention. The Professional Journalists Group says the move to bar the reporter and photographer from a credentialed media organization is a blatant violation of press freedom by a government agency. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
The State Department of Health is celebrating community health workers this week. These professionals link people to health care and social services. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has more on how one worker in Cherokee County is impacting her community.
According to the State Department of Health, community health workers have helped improve thousands of Oklahomans' mental and physical health. Misty Wilson is one of 52 community health workers in Oklahoma, and she says she got her start after spending 30 years working in restaurants. As a frontline worker in her community, Wilson says she enjoys connecting her neighbors in need to resources like SNAP, Medicaid, and food pantries.
It's nice for someone to come in and they're, you know, downtrodden and stuff, and you're able to take a little burden off their shoulders and give them a little glimpse of hope sometimes.
Community Health Worker Awareness Week is from August 28th to September 1st. Oklahomans can connect with a community health worker by calling their local health department. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
The National Weather Service in Norman is offering a webinar on storm chasing later this week. This comes as interest in the activity has increased following the blockbuster hit movie Twisters. KGOU's Nick Daniels reports.
The Weather Service says since the movie came out, they've been fielding a lot of questions from those interested in storm chasing and storm spotting. And because of the surge in interest, the Weather Service is offering a webinar. The webinar will dig into how the movie portrays weather and science compared to how it works in real life. Attendees will get to learn basic information on how to observe storms safely and how to stay safe when real-life twisters threaten. The webinar is free, but registration is required. The event will be held Thursday from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. A link to register and more information can be found at weather.gov/Norman. I'm Nick Daniels.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
New from the Embedded podcast. Female athletes have always needed grit and talent. But for decades, they've also needed a certificate.
There was chit-chat about, is that really a woman?
And even now, they're still being checked and questioned. Their story is the newest series from CBC and NPR's Embedded. It's called Tested. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.